Brendan Rodgers entered the year as MLBPipeline.com's number one draft prospect, and he has held on to that ranking. So what does that mean from a historical perspective? Tim McMaster here, joined by Jim Callis of MLBPipeline.com. And Jim, first of all, how frequently does this happen where a guy enters the year as that number one guy and he's able to stay there?
It's interesting, and he's going to continue to stay there when we update our rankings next week, too. I looked at the last decade, and interestingly enough, the last 3 years, the number one guy coming into the year, which was Mark Appel twice, and then last year was Carlos Rodon, even though they were still highly regarded, got supplanted as the number one prospect before the draft. But the previous 7 years before that, I think you can make the argument that the guy held serve. You know, there were some years where there wasn't maybe a consensus number one. You can argue that a guy like Anthony Rendon in 2011, you know, maybe it was a little bit more of a crowded picture. But in most years, you saw guys like Bryce Harper, Steven Strasburg, David Price. Really, you know, 6-7 years in a row, those guys held on to that top spot after bringing it into the year.
So when we've seen a player falter at some point, what is usually the cause of that?
Yeah, and I think it's not, you know, at least in the last decade, it hasn't so much been faltering as just another guy's step forward. Last year with Rodon, who, you know, interestingly enough, I think if the draft were reheld today, Rodon might be the number one pick that everybody thought he was going to be. You know, the expectations were so high for him, Tim. He had a good but not great junior season at NC State, was throwing a lot of sliders, it affected his fastball velocity and command some, and Brady Aiken surpassed him. With Appel both years, Appel had good years at Stanford, but Byron Buxton really emerged in 2012 as a potential five-tool superstar center fielder. And in 2013, John Gray's stuff was just a little bit better than Mark Appel's, and you also had Chris Bryant hitting home runs, out-homering, you know, 75% of the teams in NCAA Division I. So it wasn't really anything Appel did, it's just other guys kind of took a step forward.
So you've gone back through these drafts the past 10 years, and you kind of get a feel for what ends up happening to these players. So for those players that started as that number one guy and stayed that number one guy, what has that meant for them as a professional?
It's a really good sign for their future. Right? So I think that's an omen that really bodes well for Brendan Rodgers. You know, I think, you know, two of the guys, David Price and Bryce Harper, not only came into the year as the number one prospect, they went into the draft as the number one prospect. They were the number one overall pick. And I think when all is said and done, they're probably going to be the best player in that draft as well. And there's not a lot of years, as strange as it may sound, that the number one overall pick winds up being the best player. And then you have guys like Steven Strasburg, Justin Upton. Maybe they won't be the very best player in their draft, but they maintained that status. They went number one overall, and they're going to have very, very good careers. So, you know, even guys like Andrew Miller, who, you know, took him a while to get going, but right now Andrew Miller is about as lethal as any reliever in Major League Baseball, and he's going to put together a really nice career too. So I think what this says about Brendan Rodgers, at least if you look at recent history, is that Brendan Rodgers is going to have a very nice Major League career, which is exactly what the team that drafts him very high in the draft on June 8th is hoping for.
Of course, being ranked number one and actually going number one in the draft are two different things. So, Jim, when you look at Brendan Rodgers, the Diamondbacks have the first overall pick. Do they end up taking the shortstop out of high school?
Right now, I don't think they do. We're about 3.5 weeks away from the draft. It's very unsettled at the top. There have been a lot of players who've been hurt or ineffective. There's a lot of shuffling going on. I think there's some sense that Arizona could maybe take a mid-first round type of talent to try to save some money. But if they do go for the best player available, I don't think in their minds, from what we're hearing, that they think it's Brendan Rodgers. I think he's the industry's consensus top prospect, but I don't think he's going to be number one on Arizona's draft board.